I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Wednesday. And Burns, a bedlam football game for the ages.
Yeah, it really was, Kelly. It was really exciting, and I just congratulate Coach Gundy and his staff and, of course, all the team for their wonderful performance and hanging in there even through overtime. I know all the Cowboy fans loved it and appreciate it.
And that win extends the season for Oklahoma State.
It does indeed. It was a win that made Oklahoma State bowl eligible. And so it's very important from a number of respects. And we were delighted to have been invited to the Cactus Bowl, which is in Phoenix, Tempe. And we are going to contest with the Washington Huskies, which is a great team and a great school of the Pacific Northwest. It should be great weather. The bowl itself is really a successor to a bowl we participated in a few years ago called the Insight Bowl. And it's run by the same folks that run the Fiesta Bowl, so it's a very high-quality operation, and I know everybody's going to have a wonderful time, and we're all looking forward to it.
Of course, Burns, if we're talking about bowl games, we're also talking about the end of another semester. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It really is. It's been a very fast, but also just a great semester, and we're going to hold our commencements both Friday and Saturday at Gallagher Arena. The graduate ceremonies will be on Friday night, and the two ceremonies for the undergraduates who will soon be graduates are at 10:30 a.m. and at 1:30 p.m. on this Saturday. We are very pleased to welcome Vice Admiral Sean Tybus, who is a very distinguished member of our armed forces. He is the current deputy commander of the U.S. Special Operations Command, which is headquartered in Tampa, but was previously led the Navy SEALs, which is a very prestigious position. He will not only provide the two commencement addresses on Saturday, but will receive an honorary doctorate degree from Oklahoma State University. Admiral Tybus grew up in Stillwater, and his father is still in town. So that'll be great. We were also going to award an honorary degree to former Regent Dean Stringer. Dean is a longtime lawyer in Oklahoma City. He has tirelessly served OSU as a regent and in many other leadership positions, and is a donor, and had a lot to do with Oklahoma State University being awarded a Phi Beta Kappa chapter. The graduate commencement ceremony is set for 7 p.m. Friday, and we expect overall to have about 1,700 students earn their degrees over this weekend, and I know their families and certainly the students will be very excited. All three ceremonies will be streamed live on O-State TV.
And looking ahead, Burns, a new effort will be underway to help improve retention and graduation rates, thanks to the OSU Board of Regents.
That's right. We of course, work very hard on this issue of retention, and it's frankly been too low, although this past year we did have a pretty big jump in our retention rate from 78.6% to 81.3%, but that's still not good enough. And there's other things we can do and other focus and efforts we can make. And so the Regents approved our proposal to create a university college that will coordinate many services that support undergraduate student success. This is not an academic college, but rather a unit which will serve our students and hopefully not only retain them, but enable them to earn an OSU degree. University College will consist of four units, one advising, two services for transfer students and veterans, three academic partnerships, and four scholar development and undergraduate research. The goal is to help each student develop as a person, a scholar, and a professional, and of course, earn a degree. So University College, we believe, is going to make a big difference in the lives of a lot of our students.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.